Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
When I tell you that football's good for business, my business, maybe your business, too, if you're in the sports industry. But sports broadcasting, football's good for business. I tell you that, and I mean it with all of my heart. People ask me, how are you? When I come across friends I haven't talked to in a while or colleagues or guests on the show, how are you doing? Great. Football drives the bus, baby. It's good for business. People are engaged. We've got more listeners. We've got more traffic on our social media and our podcast. Football's king, and so we're glad to be back into football season, but also it runs my life. I mean, I'll just be honest. It determines my schedule. It runs my life for the next 7 months. Everything has to be planned around football, or most things. I shouldn't say everything, but most things have to be planned around the football work week, which begins on Thursday and runs through essentially Tuesday morning. And that's kind of the shift and how I think about work weeks. And I'm not telling you that Tuesday night and Wednesday night are my weekends and that we check out, but they are opportunities to kind of catch up, both professionally, and I'll explain what I mean in a second, but also personally. And so to that end, on Wednesday, when I woke up in the afternoon, because if you're keeping score at home, and this is so important to so many people, I do not know why. I generally sleep from about 8:45 in the morning until about 4 o'clock, if I can. That's the plan. Is, you know, can I sleep from 8:45 to 4:15? The cat, the dog get fairly restless if I sleep any later than that. And sometimes I don't sleep that late at all because I just have a weird sleep issues. I blame my mom. They come from her. She just texted me, I'm going to bed now. Okay, mom. Thank you. Anyway, so I wake up on Wednesday afternoon and I thought about going to hit golf balls. I really wanted to go hit golf balls, but do you know, I did the responsible adult thing. Knowing that the football work week is starting, instead, I mowed the lawn. It was exercise. It counts as a workout, but it's not nearly as much fun as hitting golf balls. Not even remotely close. And so, yes, I did mow the lawn, which means now the weekend will be yard work free. Woo! Can get the yard work done during the week. That means you can play on the weekend. So I do love that feeling. However, when the yard work is done and I put my smoking lawnmower back into the, well, it wasn't smoking when I put it back into the shed, but I'm just going to ignore the smoke that billowed from the lawnmower right at the end. It made these funny pops when I turned it off to empty it. And then at the very end, there was this very rancid smelling cloud of smoke coming from the lawnmower's engine, but it didn't blow up. And it cooled down, and I put it back in the shed, and okay, everything's great. It did the job. So I'm going to ignore the rancid smoke coming from my lawnmower for now. But I felt like I couldn't waste my Wednesday. So it was a not a wasteful Wednesday. After doing the yard work, well, then I cleaned up the entire kitchen, emptied the dishwasher, washed a bunch of pots and pans that I had used for the last couple of days. I did laundry. I changed the cat litter or scooped the cat litter and did all kinds of stuff at the house. Had a phone call with a friend for over an hour. So now that was essentially my weekend to get stuff done. Oh, because tomorrow is more football. I was trying to explain to producer James earlier that all of a sudden your weekend days really are more like Tuesday and Wednesday. Bye, producer Dave. I think people like to know you're still around. So I yell that, you know, just because everyone wants to know. Producer Dave is still here. He's still alive and kicking. And we miss him. I mean, we love you, producer James, but we also miss Dave. I don't know. This is awkward. Can you just leave now? I'm just teasing. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Although I've worked with guys for so long. Guys don't, I mean, their feelings get hurt by weird things, but they don't care about this kind of stuff the way chicks do. So, you know, it's probably impossible to hurt producer Dave's feelings. Anyway, back to what I was saying. I was trying to tell producer James that you got to take advantage of your Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Well, this is what he decided to do on Tuesday. Or I guess maybe not decided to do, but it just happened. How late did you sleep on Tuesday?
So I went to bed around 9-ish or so Eastern time and woke up around 7, 8-ish Eastern time. So didn't really see too much of the sun the other day.
I do not remember the last time I slept more than 7 hours. And you just stayed in bed until it was dark?
That's kind of how it happened. So like, I wasn't really planning to sleep that late. It was just kind of, I guess my body was feeling it. And I just woke up around like 5, 6. And I was like, no, like not yet. And I just stayed and laid. And then I was like, oh, wow, the sun's gone. I guess I got to get up.
It must be nice when someone else takes care of the dog. Poor Moose. Good thing he's not relying on you to take care of him.
He'll be all right. He doesn't like to walk that much anyway.
It was dark and the poor dog hadn't gone out yet. So that's how producer James recovered from his first NFL weekend as a producer. I did yard work. He slept until 8 o'clock at night. So, you know, we're a little bit different, but I do feel as though I got a lot accomplished, a little bit pooped. Certainly the shower helped and dinner helped. And now, of course, there's this rejuvenation as I do know I can sleep. Actually, I got to go to the grocery store on my way home from work in the morning. Then I will feel like I can take the weekend, focus on football, watch a couple movies, maybe clean some stuff off my DVR in preparation for what's to come this fall. So, yeah, Wednesday apparently is going to be my wonky day, my wonky Wednesday, where I get yard work done and ignore the smoking lawnmower. To that end, shall I introduce myself? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Do you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. You can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on my Twitter, A-Law Radio. A lot of you sending us messages either on Twitter or on our Facebook page about your football weekend that just passed or the one that's coming up, right? So you guys are, like I said, all engaged and excited, whether it's your fantasy team, whether it's your actual team that either spit the bit or really impressed you and you want to know, how do I process this first week? Well, here's what you do. You wait. You don't get too high or too low. It's just one game. No matter how bad or how incredible it was, it still just counts for one loss or one win. A lot of you responding to our conversation with Matt the Musher from Eagle Point, Alaska. And so we're excited that we could share some photos from him. If you haven't seen the photos of some of his dogs as well as his crew, we put them up in the final hour of the show yesterday. So you can, or this morning, I guess, depending on your perspective, you can check those out on either Twitter or Facebook. Super cool to be able to share photos. And Matt actually sent me some more photos during the daytime when I was sleeping. And he said we can share whatever we like. He does have a Facebook page. So at some point we will figure out how to connect to his Facebook page so that you can also follow him on Facebook, not just stuff. I know he has Instagram. I do not think he has Twitter. But for now, we'll be sharing whatever he sends to us. And he's going to join us on a periodic basis. And I also think we're going to use our YouTube channel to share those conversations with you just so we can make sure we get the word out. Our adopted Iditarod musher. So he's already qualified for the Iditarod, and he's going to run or compete that race. I guess his dogs are going to be running. He's going to compete in that race, that iconic race coming up in March. And he's agreed to allow us to be part of the experience and the process. And right now they're in training and trying to determine which dogs should be the ones that compete in that race with him. So that's pretty exciting. And so we did that on our last show. A lot of you loved it and can't wait till the next time we connect with Matt. That's awesome. And so now here we are in this kind of last bit of calm before the NFL storm, college football as well coming up this weekend. And when I was talking to you about catching up, one of the things I meant is kind of going back over some of the storylines that we really couldn't talk about over the weekend or Sunday night because we just were jammed. And I've always told you that the Sunday night show during the NFL season is straight fire. It's all NFL. I may mention to you that something else happened. So I know I mentioned the results at the U.S. Open, mentioned that there was a no-hitter over the weekend, mentioned that Max Scherzer recorded his 3,000th strikeout. But those shows on Sunday night into Monday morning are reserved for NFL because we know that's what the majority of our audience wants to hear. Not to mention, this is really one of the first places you can go to get a full breakdown of all the games that just wrapped up, right? So the Sunday night football game, and then, of course, the full slate of games. So we make that commitment to you. And so even in these last couple of days, we've been trying to catch up on the latest in Major League Baseball and then wanting to get to what happened at the U.S. Open because it was such an atypical, unforgettable final Grand Slam of the tennis season. And a lot of you were excited about it. I know a lot of you did tweet me or send me posts about what happened there. Novak not winning, but the teen queens, as I call them, in the Brit, Emma Raducanu, who got a message from the queen, the actual queen, and then Leila Fernandez from Canada, 19 and 18 years old, pretty phenomenal. And so we are going to spend some time looking back at the U.S. Open and also looking ahead a little bit at what's to come. Christopher Clary usually joins us from across the pond. So he covers the French Open. He covers Wimbledon. He covers the Australian Open. Tennis is his first assignment for the New York Times. And so he goes where the tennis is. But he has also covered dozens of Olympics and World Cups and other international events. So that's kind of his beat, the international beat. We did recently discover that we have a New Hampshire connection. When he was a kid, he used to vacation every summer on Lake Winnipesaukee, which is one of my former haunts as a Granite State native. So that was kind of fun. So Christopher is on the West Coast doing now a book tour because he's finally released his brand new book called The Master, and it's about Roger Federer and this golden age of tennis. And it's just the reviews it's getting. It's hit the New York Times bestseller list already. It's making a lot of waves because of the subject matter, of course. It's Roger Federer, and because Christopher is so well known. So already a bestseller. He's doing a book tour, and he's going to join us from San Diego coming up at the top of the hour. I love that he's a night owl. He always, like I said, usually joins us live from other events internationally. And so we're excited to have him on the show coming up in 45 minutes. And I think from everything I've heard about the book, the reaction, the feedback. If you're a fan of tennis, even if Roger Federer is not your favorite, though he is the favorite of many, but if you're a fan of tennis, this age with Rafa and Roger and Novak, all three of them still sitting on 20 Grand Slam singles titles, we've never seen anything like it. So I'm thinking this book will definitely appeal to you. So Christopher will join us just after the top of the hour, midnight California time. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. It just blows me away. And I had this conversation with my friend. We were on the phone a few hours ago. It blows me away that it's September 15th. It's the middle of September. I remember when it was the end of August and I was just back from vacation. And we were talking about the start to the NFL season, yada, yada, yada. Now here we are. It's already the middle of September. I do not know how this happens, this weird phenomenon of time where sometimes it feels like it goes extremely slowly and other junctures it's such a blur that your days just all blend together. But here we are, and the Major League Baseball season is waning. There are only a few weeks, actually not even a few weeks, there's only a few games left for all of these teams that are competing for playoff spots. Some of them, of course, are also Rans. Although I guess if you're the Orioles, you are sitting on the cusp of 100 losses. That's brutal. There is still time for the Texas Rangers to get to 100 losses. There's also time for the Pirates, though they had a really sweet moment on Wednesday that we'll get to. And the Diamondbacks, just two losses away from the 100 mark. Actually, let me see if this updated. Nope, that's what I thought. I did not refresh this page with the standings after their game against the Los Angeles Dodgers, because that's their opponent tonight. The game was still going on. So they are now one loss away from hitting the century mark, which is just painful. That division is the weirdest. It's got the two best teams in baseball, and it's got the one of the worst teams in baseball. In fact, if you consider the Diamondbacks and the span in that division, the fact that they're 48 games below this standard set by the Giants, it's crazy. Think about the best and the worst that are in that same division. Speaking of that division, the San Francisco Giants finally lost. It's a rare occurrence, so don't get used to it. But the Los Angeles Dodgers, they were looking at an opportunity to be able to pick up a game on the Giants, because that race for best record, which probably isn't nearly as important as the race for the NL West title, that one is still very much alive. And so they were taking advantage of a game against the Diamondbacks.
Wind up and the pitch. Muncy swings and he hammers on the right field and deep. This ball's back. This ball's gone. A home run for Muncy. Oh, what a blast. A frozen rope to right center field. Home run number 34 for Max Muncy. And he's one off of his career high of 35. The Dodgers now with a 4-2 lead.
Do you think it gets boring? The way these teams just win and win and win and win, I doubt it. Winning never gets boring, but you do have to keep these guys engaged. And I suspect that because they're chasing the Giants, because they very much know how important it would be to win the NL West as opposed to ending up in the wild card, because they are the best record in the majors at home, right? So having home field advantage, which is what winning the West would do, it would give you not just home field advantage, but likely you'd have it throughout, you know, when it comes to the World Series, if you got that far. And so the Dodgers now pick up a game because they hold off the Diamondbacks, and quietly, Julio Urias is now at 18 wins. 18 wins. That stunned me when I saw that earlier, that he was going for his 18th. He doesn't usually pitch deep into games. For whatever reason, he pitches 5 innings, 6 innings. He doesn't pitch anywhere close to 100 pitches most of the time, but he continues to rack up the wins because they give him the run support. They did have to go deep into their bullpen. They use 5 different arms out of the bullpen, so very situational for Dave Roberts. But Kenley Jansen pitched a perfect ninth inning. That's not something, well, yes, we say it about Kenley every now and then when he gets in these grooves, but also he can be a bit of a roller coaster ride. But 3 strikeouts in the ninth inning, and the Dodgers get win number 94. And with the loss of the San Francisco Giants, though both teams have clinched the playoffs, the Dodgers actually clip a game off of the standings, and so they're now within 1.5 of the Giants in the NL West. And yes, that home field advantage would be so huge. Dodgers have won another 6 in a row, 8 of their last 10. It's just, again, it blows me away. It's nuts that the two best teams in Major League Baseball are in that same division and how quirky that is. But also, we talked about this in the American League East. It's not quite as dramatic, but it's still amazing that you have four teams that are all at least 18 games above 500. In the case of the Rays, they're at 90 wins. They lost to Toronto tonight, but they're at 90 wins, and they still have an 8-game lead over the Blue Jays, the Yankees, and the Red Sox. So essentially, those 3 teams are now battling hard for the 2 wild card spots. Just a weird 2021 in Major League Baseball with the concentration of powerhouse teams in two divisions. And so we'll see how these playoffs stack up. If we get some drama, usually there is drama. Plus, we're back to the one-game wild card. So I like it. I know you guys complain. You can at me if you like. It's a fun debate. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. We're glad to have you with us. Also on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then on our Facebook page. We are just getting started this night of catching up and this night of getting ready. Prep, if you will, your final prep for what's to come this football weekend. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Runner at first, the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out. A baker's dozen for Robbie Ray. 13 strikeouts through seven superb innings from Robbie Ray. The Blue Jays have a 6-1 lead, and in downtown Toronto, it's time to stretch.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
What a night for Robbie Ray. Picks up his 12th victory and a big one for the Blue Jays as they knock off Tampa Bay. You hear the call with Ben Wagner on the Blue Jays radio network. Only a single run allowed over seven innings pitched and 13 strikeouts. Exactly what the Blue Jays needed as they double up their AL East rivals. So One of the points that I've made over the past couple weeks, as it became apparent that the Giants and Dodgers are going to duke this out to the very end in the NL West, is that one of those teams is going to end up hosting the wild card. That's become painfully obvious. Whoever ends up in the National League wild card game is going to have to be on the road at either San Francisco or Los Angeles. In my opinion, the pitcher I would least like to face if I'm in a one-game wild card is Max Scherzer. Right now, the man is brilliant. He's perfect since he's gone to Los Angeles.
Tight hammy.
Except for the tight hammy. But then you think about it from the American League perspective, and I thought this would be fun to throw out there. If you are one of these teams in the American League East that ends up in the wild card, regardless of where it is, which pitcher would you want to start? Or for those of you who are kind of interested observers but no rooting interest, if you have one game you have to win in Major League Baseball, who's your starter? Who do you put on the mound? Because, again, if it's me, right now I don't think you can do better than Max Scherzer. With the momentum, the big game experience, he's tenacious, and he's also got this brand new excitement and energy about pitching because he's with the Dodgers and because he has an opportunity, a very real opportunity, to pitch in a World Series again. So I'm going Max Scherzer. But if it's you and you have one pitcher you can send to the mound in a must-win game, a wild card game. I suppose it could be game 7 of the World Series, but a lot of that comes down to how your rotation is shaken out. Who is the one pitcher you're sending to the mound in a must-win game? Current pitcher, not past. We're talking about today's Major League Baseball. Well, Robbie Ray certainly understands the concept, the idea behind it, and the pressure that comes with being the starter on a mound in a must-win wildcard game.
The wildcard game is a win or go home. And, you know, it's a really fun game to play in. You know, there's a lot of back and forth. Anything can happen. You know, it's not a lot of by the book. And, you know, you're doing whatever you can to win that game. And it's a really fun experience.
So just a fun question to throw out there. If you are in a wild card game, you know you have to win it. It's win or go home, as Robbie Ray has indicated. What pitcher are you sending to the mound? And no, you cannot say Pedro Martinez, though that would be my choice. Vintage Pedro Martinez, if I could pick anyone. Who are you sending to the mound in a must-win wild card game among today's pitchers? So big win for the Blue Jays. And I think the Blue Jays are feeding off of this idea that, hey, they're exceeding expectations, or hey, they weren't supposed to be here, or hey, they're going to get overshadowed in this American League East. But Bo Bichette says, nah, nah, nah.
We're a great team. I expect to win every time I go down the field. You know, we think we're better than the teams we play. So we go out there with that confidence. I think it's funny that you said that we weren't playing expectations during the year, because I feel like everybody thought that's who we were. But, you know, I think that now we're showing everybody who we are.
Now we're showing everybody who we are. Blue Jays are locked in a virtual 3-way tie with the Yankees and the Red Sox. Red Sox win on the road in Seattle on Wednesday in extra innings, and the Yankees also get a victory because everyone loves to face the Baltimore Orioles. So we don't yet know, but if you're looking at those three teams, I'm trying to decide which pitcher I would most want on the mound if you're just talking about those three teams. Now, if this is going back a couple years, Gerrit Cole is the obvious answer. But Gerrit Cole has not been himself. Who would you want on the mound? Chris Sale has shown some great flashes since he returned, but he went 2 years without pitching, and well, he's got big game experience, but I don't know that I have a ton of confidence in any of the Red Sox pitchers, really, in a one-game must-win playoff scenario. So, interesting question. My answer, like I said, is Max Scherzer. Maybe Giants fans feel differently. As the standings appear right now at this moment, it's Dodgers way, way, way out in front. You can barely see them if the rest of the team's competing for the second wild card. It'll either be Dodgers or Giants hosting that National League wild card. Right now, the Cardinals have a game lead. That would be fun, considering the history between the Dodgers and the Cardinals, even recently. Dodgers, Cardinals, right now would be your wild card game. The Padres are a game out. Reds are fading a bit, but they're still very much alive. They're a game and a half out behind the NL Central rival Cardinals. And then you think about Phillies and Mets still in the picture, but the Mets, heavens to Betsy, they just can't seem to get their act together and put a good streak out there on the board. They definitely struggled against the Cardinals, and the Cardinals were just as desperate for those wins. A sweep at Citi Field by St. Louis, and just the experience and leadership that the Cardinals have seems to show up when they most need it in times like these. So 855-212-4227, that's our toll-free line. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Bob Uessler is a big baseball fan. So, Bob, if you're having a chance to think about my question, one game wild card, you need a win. Who do you send to the mound?
That's a very, very good question. We're going to I'm going to go with the Dodgers and Max Scherzer.
So you're with me. I say Max too. There's nobody in the majors pitching better than him right now.
And look, he's been there. He won't be fazed by the moment. You know he's going to deliver the goods. And so there's your guy. But boy, that's an intriguing thought. This is really shaping up as probably the most fascinating thing that we've got going in the baseball season, which is that National League wild card game, because it's going to be either the Giants or the Dodgers in it. Mm-hmm. And the possibility of one of those two teams going home after one game is kind of mind-boggling.
It is. It's certainly not optimal for baseball, and yet there is your drama of the wild card game. By the way, Bob, I just want to clarify for our audience, you did not hear me just say all the same stuff that you said, right?
I did not. I did not. I'm sorry.
No. It's great. Great minds think alike. I feel very validated now.
Yeah, I was actually, I was scanning, I look for these little nuggets, you know, for these baseball updates. And when you were doing that rundown, I did not hear that. So if you think the Echo lead, a listener, that Echo lead was intentional, it was not.
No. I feel you're very smart. So now I feel very smart. So yay me. I got the right answers.
No, we got to transpose, though. It's me following you. I'm happy to be in your company.
Oh, thank you, Bob. That's very kind. All right. So we've got two votes for Max Scherzer. What about you, peeps? If you have one game, you got to win. Who are you sending to the mound in today's Major League Baseball? So no pulling Nolan Ryan out of a hat. That's not fair.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
And the pitch. Swinging a ground ball to first. Votto knocks it down. It trickles beside him. The throw to first. Defoe's coming to the plate. Givens his throw. Defoe is safe and the Pirates win it. Defoe never stopped. He came around third. And the Reds pitcher covering the bag at first didn't react in time. And Defoe helps the Pirates walk it off on Roberto Clemente Day.
You're listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Call Amy at 855-212-4CBS.
That's perfect. Oh, so fitting. The call on the Pirates Radio Network. A couple people actually sent me posts about the fact that it was a walk-off win on Roberto Clemente Day, greatest pirate ever, in the opinion of many. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You know, we are closing in on another football weekend, which is crazy. These weeks go so fast. But it's not just the NFL as much as I love the NFL. College football is definitely prominent. These early weekends, especially coming off of a weekend in which we saw five ranked teams get upset, and then the ranking starting to take a completely different shape. And so you're not going to want to miss Saturday. The SEC on CBS, 3:30 p.m. Eastern. That's 12:30 Pacific. We've got a marquee matchup in the swamp when number one Alabama battles 13th ranked Florida. And we'll get you set for kickoff starting at 2:30 p.m. Eastern. That's just before lunchtime Pacific, 11:30 a.m. The Mercedes-Benz drive to Atlanta. All of the action from around college football on State Farm College Football Today. It is a full slate Saturday on CBS. 855-212-4227. If you have to send one pitcher out to the mound to win a wild card game in 2021, who is your choice? On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. The key part of that is 2021. So you can't choose a pitcher who's injured. You can't choose a pitcher who is retired or no longer on the earth with us. No, you have to pitch somebody who is available right now. Who gives you the most confidence? I'm going Max Scherzer because of the groove he's in and his tenacity and the fact that he has a ton of playoff experience and, you know, recently, of course, part of the World Series with the Washington Nationals. Who are you going with? And it's fine if you say Scherzer if it's overwhelmingly unanimous, because I think the Dodgers probably feel the same way. Let's talk to Tony, who's in Toronto. Welcome to After Hours.
Hi, Amy. How you doing?
I'm good.
Enjoy your program.
Thank you.
Calling from Toronto, I'd say unanimously that it's Robbie Ray, by far. I look at a couple stats here. He leads the league in strikeouts. He's a left-handed pitcher. And the fact that he plays in the American League, and we know that the better batters, home runs, ERA, all that, is in the American League. So, you know what, I think basically Scherzer, it's not that he's not a great pitcher. He is, but he's got that, you know, the big name because he's been around longer and played on more prominent clubs. And Robbie Ray hasn't gotten the exposure, notoriety, TV coverage as much as Scherzer has. But I think currently, today, moving forward, I think Ray is the better pitcher than Scherzer by far.
Really? The better pitcher? Not one that you would be responsible and rely on, but the better pitcher. Interesting. Okay.
Well, he's a leading candidate for Cy Young this year.
And so is Scherzer. Just to be fair, I think Max is probably going to win the National League Cy Young.
Yeah, absolutely. But if we were to look at his numbers, okay, Robbie Ray, the strikeouts, and you look at the batters that he faces versus who Scherzer faces, wouldn't you think that Robbie Ray has the tougher opponents to pitch to than Scherzer does this year?
I mean, you look at the division that the Dodgers are in, their arch rival is the best team in baseball, the San Francisco Giants. And they've also had to face some real quality bats in the San Diego Padres. I know they've fallen off, but Padres in there as well. American League East and the American League have some great hitters. I think this year is kind of a strange aberration, though, weirdly enough. It doesn't seem like there's any incredible hitters. But Vladimir Guerrero Jr., he doesn't have to face him.
Yeah. He does, you know, he doesn't have to face Shohei Ohtani. Like the American League is dominant this year in terms of, you know, the whole.
No, I meant Robbie Ray doesn't have to face Vlad Jr.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. He's got to his advantage for sure. And also, talking about the Blue Jays, I think they're the hottest club in Major League Baseball right now. I forgot what their record was, but it was something crazy, like, I don't know, 15-2 or something like that in the last 17 or 18 games. They've made up a lot of ground to just be in this wild card race right now. So anyway, that was my point, Amy.
All right. Well, we'll see. We don't yet know. It seems like It's not exclusively these three American League East teams, but it seems like if they stay on the course they're on right now, that it's going to be these three teams for two spots. And, of course, hosting, having that wild card game at home is such a big advantage for a one-game playoff. So it very well could end up being Robbie Ray, or depending on how things work out, they may need him toward the end of the regular season. Sometimes that's hard to do, too, is to get everything lined up the way you want when you don't have the luxury of taking those last couple games to finagle. You know,
yeah. Amy, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Who do you think should be MVP of the league this year? It seems that the two in the running are Vlad Guerrero and Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani is how you say it, but yes. I mean, if you look at Vlad's numbers and the tear he's been on these last couple of weeks, I would say that. Right now, he appears to be the front runner, especially with the fact, at least in my opinion, especially with the fact that the Angels are not a playoff team. And I know maybe that doesn't matter to some, but I think it matters to others. Now, there's no way to measure the impact of Shohei on, compared to Vlad on the rotation and what he's done. And just the sheer fact that what he's done is unprecedented, I think also matters. But definitely with Shohei having some nagging injuries, but also not hitting as many home runs here as we head down the stretch, with Vlad going on this tear that right now he leads the majors in batting average as well as in home runs, and he's in the top five in RBI. I mean, you're talking about a triple crown candidate. Yeah. If Toronto makes the playoffs, I could see Vlad winning. But kind of a fun, sentimental story, too, considering how beloved his dad has always been.
Right. Yeah, in Canada, starting with the Expos. And I agree with you, Amy, but from what I hear, all the journalists and writers...
No, not all of them. Some of them.
The majority.
Don't put us all together in one big cauldron.
Yeah, but but it seems predominantly, at least what I hear up here in Canada, that it's a shoe-in for Ohtani to win, and that Vlad doesn't have a chance. And I agree with you.
Who the hell said he doesn't have a chance? I've not heard that from anyone. I've heard a lot of sentiment for Shohei, because what he's doing is unprecedented. We've never seen this before. And the fact that he's doing it over the course of a full season, and, you know, the home run numbers, but also the pitching numbers, the speed, the stolen bases. I mean, there's a lot there that you could turn into MVP material. But I haven't heard anyone say that Vlad doesn't have a chance.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing up here. Maybe different radio stations and stuff. We are a little bit different. But then I defend Vlad's stance in the sense that he plays every day, and he plays on the field, you know, first base very well.
Well, so does Shohei. Shohei plays every day. He's either if he's pitching, sometimes he's pitching and he's hitting, depending on how they finagle it.
Right, but he's not playing defense. He's not on the field playing defense.
Okay. Well, if that to you makes a difference between, if you think that makes up for the fact that he's pitching, I mean, that's a completely different thing, right? You're having to prepare for lineups that you're facing, and that he's also hitting while he's pitching. That's, again, unprecedented.
Yeah, it's unique, but it doesn't mean that it should be hands down. You know what I mean? It's something unique, but it doesn't mean that it's better than playing every day.
All right. Well, I'm sure Vlad appreciates you defending his honor.
All right. Thanks, Amy.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Hudson, who's in Oklahoma City. Hudson, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, except you sound like you're in a tunnel.
Am I in a tunnel?
I don't know. Are you?
Does that sound better?
No. It sounds like you're really far away.
I'm driving on the highway. Hold on. I'm about to slow down. I'm sorry. I don't know how to fix the tunnel problem. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
That's better. Yep.
Okay, so I turn on the radio. We're talking baseball, and I'm a Braves fan, and it's a very strange time to be a Braves fan, because we're a very good baseball team. We're in a very, very tough conference. To answer your question, to win one wild card game on a team this year, Blake Treinen, the dude that throws straight wiffle ball pitches. That's who I'm putting up for just to give me four innings. I mean, I'm a Braves fan. I don't want to put a Dodger on the mound, but I really want to know what you think about the Braves. I know that it's very, very tough with the wild card and everything.
Well, if they win their division, they don't have to deal with the wild card. And actually, the way things work out, it's kind of to their advantage. Now, their record is not as good as the Milwaukee Brewers, who seemingly are running away with the NL Central. But the way that it would break out is that they would take on the Brewers in that National League Division Series, and then the Cardinals, let's just say Cardinals for the sake of argument, would take on the Dodgers, and the winner of that series moves on to face the Giants. So I guess the good news is Brewers are very good, of course, and they've got a great ace themselves. But the good news is the Braves would avoid having to play the Giants or the Dodgers in that division series if the wild card was won by the NL West team.
Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't even know that's how that would work out. That would honestly be best-case scenario, because I'm sitting here thinking, with all the extra wild card, all that stuff, I'm still not quite used to, you know, the way the playoffs really work as of right now. But I was thinking, I was like, man, if we're going to play the Giants, the Dodgers, I mean, the Padres, I mean, you know, any of these great teams, like, I would rather play them in one game than a seven-game series, because, you know, the Braves' bats can get hot, you know, and you know, maybe Ian Anderson or Smiley or somebody like that throws out a good game, better game than he was supposed to be. But I'll hang up, but I really do want to know what you think about that. Blake, I don't know if I'm pronouncing
Trinan.
His name,
I think
right.
It's Trinan. Blake Trinan.
Trinan? Yep. Trinan?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I was reading it out loud, man.
That's all right.
Several times, and
I appreciate it, Hudson. He's part of the Dodgers bullpen now. Thank you so much for your phone call. And he's one of those guys that they have really relied on heavily, and he leads the team in holds. So he comes in those sticky situations where he has to keep the team right there without giving up any runs so they can move forward to their closer. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.